Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We had started a new chapter, a chapter on encouraging a ruler, a judge and others in authority to appoint righteous ministers, righteous mushirs, righteous people to advise them, and warning them against evil companions and accepting the advice of the evil companions. We explained that when a person is in a position of authority, then what advice he receives, what circles he keeps, that's the type of laws he introduces, that's the type of action he takes upon the people, that's the type of administration he will now lead depending on the circle that he is moving. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, that a man is upon the ways of his friends. So whatever circle a person keeps, that's the way you'll find the person moving. That's the style he'll take. Therefore, one of the ways the person needs to find out about a certain boy or a certain girl for marriage, one of the things that we are asked to look at is to look at the circle of friends. What type of friends does this person keep? Is his friends good friends? Is his girl's friends good? Her friends are good friends. If the friends, the company is good, then generally you'll find the person will be good, because righteous company plays a very, very important role in a person's thinking, in a person's approach to things, in a person's mannerism and ways, is dependent upon his circle of friends. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so beautifully, as we'll see in today's hadith, encouraging that the person that is especially in leadership, person who's a judge, now his judgment also will be tainted if he has the wrong advisors and the wrong company of friends. But if he has the right advice, person who's a leader, person who's a judge in authority, person has got some type of leadership, if he's got the right advice coming to him, then automatically he'll take the right decisions. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله بالأمير خيرا جعل له وزير صدق إن نسي ذكره وإن ذكر أعانه وإذا أراد غير ذلك جعل له وزير سوء إن نسي لم يذكره وإن ذكر لم يعنه رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when Allah ta'ala desires good for a leader, he gives him a truthful minister who reminds him when he forgets and helps him when he remembers. And when Allah ta'ala desires the contrary for him, then Allah ta'ala gives him an evil minister who neither reminds him when he forgets nor helps him when he remembers. Generally, you will find Allah Ta'ala's system is such that Allah Ta'ala, when He wants to help a person, then those people that give Him advice also, those people that generally He takes mashura from, you will find that Allah Ta'ala will give Him such good counsel around Him, good people to give Him advice. This is when Allah Ta'ala wishes to good for a person. But when Allah Ta'ala doesn't wish good for a person, the hadith mentions, وَإِنْ أَرَادَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ, when Allah Ta'ala wishes to the contrary, then you'll find that Allah Ta'ala will give him such people that when this person forgets also, they don't remind him. When a person remembers also to do something, they're not there to help him in the good work that he remembers he must do. These people stay far away from him. So therefore you find the company, and you look at the company that the pious people have. Generally it is pious people that are around them. They are there all the time to give them good advice when they need. When they forget something, they'll remind them. And therefore, if somebody happens to remind us about something, there's nothing to feel shy about. There's nothing to be upset that why did he remind me. We must be happy that Allah Ta'ala is using somebody to remind me, somebody to correct my faults, somebody to correct my ways. We should actually get happy. The pious of the past, what they would do is they would pay up. Often they would pay up with one person or few people and tell them, listen, let's have a deal. What was the deal? Not a business deal. The deal is, if you see me doing anything wrong, you correct me. If you see me leaving out any sunnah, doing anything against deen, then you correct me. And my deal with you is, if I see you doing anything wrong, I will correct you. They will actually get happy to be corrected like that. If somebody sees me doing something wrong, then he's there to correct me. There's a chance for me to improve all the time. If I'm not going to get corrected, then how I'm going to improve? Like a person that goes for some sports training, soccer training or cricket training or tennis training, and the coach now is correcting him all the time. This person doesn't get upset. And why is the coach telling me to hit like this and to move like that and to do all these things? Whereas these sports, generally we know, are generally waste of time. I'm not talking about the person that's doing any type of exercise, but just generally wasting time. Person doesn't get upset that I got a coach now and the coach is telling me to do like this. And he doesn't get upset. Why? He knows now my technique will improve, I'll get better, I'll be able to play better. This is what he is thinking. So like that, if we get corrected, then this is something that we must be happy about. And Allah Ta'ala is using somebody to correct us, and we must be thankful to that person that he's showing me my faults, my mistakes. So what we learn from this hadith today is that when Allah Ta'ala's help is with a person, Allah creates for him such advisors, such people around him that will guide him to do the right thing. When he forgets, they'll remind him, hey, you're supposed to do this. You forgot to read your Fajr Salah today. We never see you in the masjid. For example, somebody was close to him, he reminds him, phones him. He says, Jazakallah for phoning me. I overslept. Now that your call came, I woke up and I read my namaz. And this is what you call a true friend, one that is concerned about his friend all the time. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such. We be very careful of the company that we choose. If we choose righteous company, and then we'll find that we will be rightly guided. If you choose a circle of friends that are only interested about going out and sports and bras and this and that, that is the type of life we lead, and that is what we will be influenced by. Therefore, one of the things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua for, Allahumma ja'alni miskina, Allah, keep me in this world with the poor people. Allahumma ahyini miskina wa amitni miskina, Allah, allow me to die in the company of poor people. Wahshurni yawm al-qiyamati ma'a zamaratil masakin, and Allah, raise me up on the day of qiyamah with the poor people. Why? Generally you find people that don't have too much of money, they don't have too much of style in them, too much of wastage in them, they don't have too much of arrogance in them. Generally you find people that are poor people, they have good qualities in them, good sifat. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to be with this type of people. And we, talking about myself, generally how we would like to be is, we all like to be in the company of affluent people, rich people, wealthy people, prominent people. We like to be seen in that company, we like to move in that company. Look at the difference between us and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.